That's the new intro music for the unit reviews. I hope you like it. Today's unit reviews are going to include my favorite unit, a unit that I use frequently, and a unit that I have never used. First up is the mech, my favorite unit of the entire game. One of the big dogs, one of the four. It's an Ares, it's a Colossal, it's Poseidon. Poseidon is my favorite unit. Probably the most effective of the four Colossals, at least in my opinion. He has a huge combat dial. He's dead on his 23rd click. That's monstrous. But for a Colossal, that's about normal. I think only Zeus is more powerful. I think only the Zeus is dead on 24. I'm not sure. His weapons are formidable. They all have three weapons. Obviously, they have a primary, in Poseidon's case, it's an energy. They have a secondary, in his case, it's a ballistic, as is his tertiary weapon. He has a transport capability of 2, a vent rating of 2, and is a trimech. 3 legs. There are some movement restrictions, and we have some custom rules also for them that I will get to in this discussion. We have a huge blue 3-legged mech with one arm with a claw on it. It's the right arm. The left arm is actually just a gun. His primary weapon is an energy weapon. His range on his energy weapon primary is 14 inches. He has 2 shots per turn with this weapon. Each shot is capable of doing 6 clicks of damage. 6 clicks. That's enough to take out most vehicles in 1 shot. That's enough to take down most mechs in 2. And he's got some pretty awesome special abilities. The energy special ability of green, which he has, is T-Simp, Tight Stream Electromagnetic Pulse. It's optional. You don't have to use it. Weapons that use T-Simp have the ability to shut down their opponents. If you use it, you roll it. If the opponent rolls a 1 or a 2, the target mech is shut down. You have 2 shots at this, so you can shut him down and do 12, allowing the next phase that he's attacked to get a +4 to the attack. His secondary weapon is a ballistic weapon. He has 3 shots per turn. It has a minimum range of 5 inches and a maximum range of 16 inches. But in our game, that's different. His maximum range is 50% farther, so 16 plus 8 is 24 inches that he can reach out and touch somebody. The secondary weapon has black as its special equipment, which is streak missiles. In this game, streak missiles are completely different. We use streak missiles this way. If the target is in range, it can be attacked. If it's submerged or if it's behind blocking terrain, it does not matter. It does not have to have a clear line of sight. It only has to be in range. There is no front arc for this consideration. The target can be anywhere in range. Now, you can't use this against a shutdown mech or a unit that has electronic camouflage as its defense special equipment. If there is a clear line of sight to the target, then the attack is at a +1. This can't be used on a close combat attack, but his minimum range is 5. Close combat starts at 2 inches, so that won't apply here. Oh, and it does 4 clicks per attack. His tertiary weapon is also a ballistic. It has a single shot per turn, 3-inch minimum, 14-inch maximum, but in our rules, that's a 21. And it has blue as the modifier, which is shrapnel, which means that when he attacks a vehicle, he does an extra 1 damage. When he attacks an infantry unit, he does an additional 2 damage. There is no benefit when attacking a mech with shrapnel. His first click speed is 4. Very slow. 1-legged man on a bicycle can outrun a Colossal, but the Colossal can shoot him in 1 attack 6 times. His attack rating is 10, unmodified. His defense is 23, and the modifier for special equipment is gray, which is heavy armor, which is decrease all damage done to the unit by one. Of course, heavy armor does not reduce impacted damage or unpreventable damage. That's his first click. Because of the number of clicks, we're not going to go through every click. His second click has all the same special equipment. The only number that changes is the energy damage, which drops to 5. On the sixth click, the weapon special equipments go to circles, which means that you gain a heat when you use them. So if you use a multiple, that would be 2 heat. Just for using one weapon twice. 2 heat instead of 1 like normal. The next click goes to some different special equipment. The secondary ballistic gains armor piercing. The tertiary ballistic gains the Artemis V fire control system. The Artemis V fire control system is played this way in our game. When you have a successful ranged attack, roll a d6. On a 3 to 5, you add 1 to the damage done by the attack. On a 6, you add 2 damage. Does not give a bonus on close combat attacks, but since he has a minimum range of 3, all attacks with this would be considered ranged attacks. And just for grins, the armor piercing in our game pretty much is the same as it is in the regular game. This unit's attack ignores other units' special equipment with armor in the name. He keeps those. He still has his 1-point armor also. He keeps all that. One more click, one more click, one more click, one more click. Keeps them again and again and again. This time they become circles. I actually don't know how many clicks into the dial this is. The armor piercing and the Artemis V both become circles, which means heat gained if you use them. On the next click, he loses his 2 ballistic weapons. They go to 0 damage. His energy weapon is 3 damage with red as the special equipment. And red on energy is pulse. We play pulse in our game, maybe a little different than WizKids, I'm not sure. But here's pulse in our game. When this unit resolves a successful attack, make a second attack against the same target whose defense value is +2 for the attack. So the attack is at -2. The second attack does not cost an order, nor does it cause heat gain. We took that out. If you use it, you get a free attack. It doesn't mean you're going to hit, but you get a free attack. You can technically get 4 attacks out of this and gain 1 heat. The next click is unchanged. His attack is down to 9 by this point. His defense is to 20 with no armor. Next click is pretty much unchanged. This following click, he has no special equipment. 8 attack, 20 defense, 4 movement, and 3 on his primary, 0 on his secondary and tertiary. Next click remains the same, so does the next click, with some slight changes in the stats. The following click is salvage. He can move only. Still has a 19 defense on salvage, though, so that's pretty good. Next click is salvage. Next click is salvage. His speed is down to 3. And then he's dead. He's 525 points. He's a unique starred unit. The Poseidon is the unit's name. Ares is the unit's class. It's collector number 35. I believe it's from the Battle Force set. I'm not entirely sure about that. The way I use Poseidon is I put him out with a gunner, an engineer, and a pilot. The engineer I use is Lachesis. I'm probably saying that wrong. The pilot I use is Phobos, and the gunner I use is Atropos. I'm probably mispronouncing that one. They each have different special abilities. Atropos or Atropos, however you say it, he's a colossal gunner on a 4, 5, or 6. At the beginning of the turn, this unit may fire 2 full salvos from a single weapon and only gain the 1 heat. So if he were to pick his secondary weapon, he could fire 6 times and only gain 1 heat. Of course, he has to roll 4, 5, or 6 to get that. The pilot Phobos gives the unit the ability to run. Very effective when you have a 4 movement. So you can move 8. No heat is gained from this action. But the unit may not ram, which is an available attack for most other units. The engineer, I'm butchering it, I'm sure. His ability is written this way, is on each turn, this unit may either vent or repair 2 clicks of damage to itself on a roll of 3, 4, 5, or 6. This is on top of a normal vent order. So I could theoretically choose to vent with the engineer, issue a vent order as a normal order, make my roll, and I would get to vent twice, which would be 4 in this case because his vent rating is 2. He can transport 2 units. Poseidon comes with 2 infantry units. One of them is a set of combat engineers. I do not remember off the top of my head what the other set is. Combat engineers are very useful in our game. I've heard some people say that they're not very useful. They are in our game because they can repair, and we use them to capture. I know when doing this, Poseidon, I didn't go over our special Colossal Mech rules, but I'm running long on time. They will be in the normal podcast, or I'll do a special little release and just throw a little 5 or 10 minute thing out. The vehicle is a vehicle that I use frequently, but not every time. We have a Padilla in South Texas artillery tank, 56 points. This one is a 3-stripe. This one is out of the Death from Above set, collector number 040. It is a maroon tank, dark brown, I guess, maybe. This one is an artillery unit, so it has a ranged attack and it has an artillery attack. The unit has 2, obviously, ballistic shots on its single weapon. Its normal ballistic attack range is 0 to 14, which in our game is 0 to 21. The artillery range is listed as 24, increased by our rules to 36. So his artillery range is 21 to 36. Anything closer than 21 inches, and he has to use a normal attack. 36 inches is pretty good. Reach out and touch. If you're playing on a small board, you can't hide from him. And he's got a short range for some of the artillery. I think the long tom reaches out 72 inches. I'm not sure. The way we play this game with artillery is ballistic special equipment does not count for artillery shots. So this unit has 1 point damage with armor piercing on its first click, but that only counts for its normal ballistic targeting. Its artillery does not do 1 point, and it does not have armor piercing. Artillery in our game is a field effect. It is a 2-inch radius from the point of impact, thus a 4-inch circle. Everything inside that 4-inch circle takes 2 clicks of damage since this is a vehicle artillery unit. Armor will affect that, but everything, friendly units, enemy units, trees, buildings, everything in that circle is affected. It's also 2 inches down. It's actually a globe. 2 inches down, 2 inches up. If you target the top of the water, it goes 2 inches down into the water. So his damage is 1, but that's only for a normal attack. It doesn't account for artillery. His movement is 8. His attack is 8. Artillery attacks are different, and his defense is 20, looks like black with 2-point armor. The 8 attack only applies to his normal ranged combat attack. Artillery has a default score. All artillery has to roll a 13 to hit its target because we're targeting the ground. The ground is not moving. If there is a clear line of sight for the artillery unit to its target, it gets a +2 to its attack, thus effectively making it an 11 to roll. So normally 13, because we have units in the way, we have trees and hills, although it can be as low as 11. On multiple attacks, since it's a vehicle, the second attack is at a -1. So 2-point armor, that's not bad. Second click goes to 19 defense, 7 movement, 8 on his attack, 1 armor piercing on his normal attacks. The third click, he won without armor piercing, again 7 movement, 7 attack for normal attacks, and an 18 defense. The fourth click, he goes from to again 1 damage, 6 movement, 7 and 17 attack and defense respectively. Next click is unchanged. No, I take that back. 6 movement and 16 defense. Then he goes to 5 movement, 5 attack, and 15. Then he goes to salvage, so he has a 5 movement, a 4 attack, although 0 on his damage, and 14 defense. Then he keeps that and goes to 13 defense with salvage. Then he's dead. So this unit is dead on 8 clicks. Since it's a vehicle, it can't go nuclear, obviously. It's pretty good. It's got about a 180-degree field of fire, so you can park him back on the deployment zone, and you hardly ever have to move him. Artillery cannot be part of an assault order. You have to be standing still to fire artillery. The vehicle can move. You move them around to put them in position. They're not bad. Reach out and kind of strike early. Artillery is not as strong in this game as you might think, since we've made it kind of easier to hit. But there's a lot of drift. We drift up to 4 inches based on how much you miss. You miss by 7 or more, you go off 4 inches. And then direction of drift is based on your off-color die like normal. But we took away armor piercing and all of the, you know, homing beacon and all the other ballistic special equipment. So it's straight damage and armor counts. So if you don't stack the artillery, which means two units hitting the same target simultaneously, both of them with their first attacks or both of them with their second attacks, then they stack. The first one takes the armor, the second one does damage. Again, when we do the rules descriptions on that on the podcast, I'll go into more detail. I like using this little unit because for 56 points, I can put a unit out and reach out and just kind of keep off the big boys, or make him only send out one or two units that have armor, and then I don't have to take Ken or Dave's or whoever's full army at one time. The key in this game to avoiding artillery is don't stop moving. But I guess that might actually be the case in real life. I don't know. I've never fired artillery, and I've never had to dodge it. The infantry unit today is one that I have not used. It looks like a really cool one, and I've gone through the dial a couple times. It might actually be really cool, but I have not used it. We have the 3-stripe, 25-point Wraith Battle Armor. The Wraith Battle Armor that I'm holding is from the Wolf Strike set. 024 is the collector number. His weapon is an energy weapon, single shot, 0-8 range. Special equipment is blue, which in this case is a rapid strike, where once per turn, when this unit resolves a successful close combat attack within 2 inches, make an extra close combat attack against that target at a -1 for your second attack. The second attack does not cost an order, so it's a free attack. So he can get two attacks if he is successful on his first one. He moves at 7 on his first click with jump jets, which means since it's an infantry unit in our game, he can fly as if he were VTOL. Of course, he can also be shot down. A 6 attack, which is really kind of crappy but normal for infantry. So he's got this great rapid strike, but he can't hit anything. 17 defense with 1-point armor. Second click, 1 damage, blue still. 7 movement, still with jump jets. 7 attack, 17 defense with 1-point armor. Third click, 1 damage, no special equipment, 7 jump jets, 7 attack, 17 defense, no armor. Fourth click, he goes to 2 damage, 7 movement, 8 attack, and 16 defense, but he has no special equipments. Next click, 2 damage, 6 movement, 8 attack, and 16 defense. Next click is 3 damage, 6 movement, 9 attack, and 16 defense, no special equipment, and then it's dead. But he keeps getting more and more powerful. I guess it's probably because he's a Nova Cat. I'm actually not sure. I don't know the clans and houses well. I think it's a Nova Cat. It gets more powerful as it gets hit. So his last click is his crappy defense, 16, but his attack is higher and his damage is higher. So he actually has the potential to do more damage on his last click with 1 shot than he does on his first click with 2 shots. And he has a total of 6 before he's dead, or rather dead on 6. Nice little unit. I would use him as a harrier, as a harassment unit, to get him up in the air, get him flying over towards a mech or an artillery unit just to draw fire, get him down on the ground after his first move, so that he doesn't get knocked out of the air. And then just walk him up and take a couple of hits and just keep firing. And he may die on his first shot. You never know. It depends on what he gets hit with. But he's got a little armor, and he gets up to 3 damage. Not too bad.